Good morning, Doctor.
Hey.
So how exactly does this work? This app work?
Well, it's what we would call a crowdsourcing app. So it allows young women and girls to pinpoint really precisely the places in cities where they're having particular kinds of experiences. And as you say, some of those experiences are good and some of them are bad. So it's a geolocative tool.
Of the 400 women aged 18 to 25 interviewed in the Plan International survey, 92% claimed that they felt uncomfortable taking public transport alone at night. Most people perhaps don't realise how frequent street harassment is in cities like Sydney. Why is it so common?
Well, look, actually, we don't know how common it is because the one thing that we do know is that around 87% of sexual harassment actually isn't reported. So what this tool is really going to do is to give us a fulsome picture of how much sexual harassment is occurring in cities. But the anecdotal evidence, and as you say, that preliminary survey that Plan International did really has quite extraordinary stats, you know, that says around 90% of women are experiencing sexual harassment regularly, and it's very normalised.
I guess that's quite it's not a very good thing. And sexual harassment is a very broad thing pretty much, where it can start as a very small kind of thing and also be a very major incident as well. The app
it's very nuanced, sexual harassment. So some of the things that girls talk about are things like stalking or being watched or being shown sexualized material on public transport. And some of those things are really hard to kind of quantify, and they're certainly quite hard for women and girls to report to police. So we really do need to get a big picture of what's happening.
Absolutely. The app was trialled in Melbourne. What did the study in Melbourne find?
So, yes, we worked on the project in Melbourne and we analysed the data, and I guess there are a couple of things that are useful to talk about. We really found intense hotspots where there was lots of sexual harassment occurring, and we were able to kind of look in a deeper way at those spaces. And we also found that public transport was a real hotbed of sexual harassment and assault for young women and girls, and they were having very negative experiences on those spaces.
So how does Plan International, I should say, plan to use the data collated from the Sydney study?
Well, the first thing about kind of making changes, whether they're design changes, so I'm a design researcher and my background is in architecture, is that we really need to get accurate evidence. So the first thing that the app does is collate all of that data and synthesise it, if you like, to kind of find out what the tendencies are. And then we can use that data to really start to impact policy and think more carefully about the ways that we design cities and also how we hold people accountable for these kinds of experiences that are happening for young girls.
Now, Doctor, is it worrying that we're telling girls to rely on technology for these kind of things? For example, adapting to the wrong behaviour of a man instead of maybe hitting the problem more directly. Yeah,
I don't think that the tool does suggest that women adapt and think. I think it's kind of the opposite. What we're trying to do is to, as I say, get the data, but then to use that data to really affect change in cities. And mostly the young women and girls that we talk to, we know that they're modifying their behaviour already. So to get a kind of clearer picture of that is really important. And as I say, one that we can then lobby politicians and policymakers with.
You did mention, policy and politicians. What about, I guess, maybe police and security kind of things? If you've identified these hotspots, what can you, I guess, is there a way to implement those kind of strategies into that?
Well, from the research that I do with the XYX Lab, what we're kind of discovering is that there's actually not very much gender policy, for example, in the spaces of public transport. They don't really have a nuanced understanding of gender-sensitive policy. But one really interesting thing that we've discovered here in Victoria, which is, I'm sure, relevant to Sydney, is that with people like transit police or police in general, the women police have a much greater capacity to de-escalate issues, and women are much more likely to report to other women. So that's a really interesting thing. If you think about this lack of reporting that women are facing, then the idea of having a female officer to report to is a really simple thing that can be done that might change some of those stereotypes.
Definitely. Now, I guess the big question is, where can girls and women access the app?
So it's free to be Sydney. It's a web-based tool, so you can log onto your computer or your iPhone or smartphone, and then you just locate and drop a pin and tell your story, and we use that data to help us make better cities.
Excellent. Well, this sounds like a very positive and hopeful app and one of the great things that technology has given us. Hopefully this can aim us in the right direction in the future. Thank you so much, Doctor, for enlightening us on this app.
Terrific. Thanks for having me.